It's the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com, hosted by yours truly, Marshall Couture, also known as Black.
We make, relate, create, it's change harness. The soul within the comics and movies that they market. Activating people's imaginations, the target, work the hardest. With passion and heart, it's Escape Artist.
What's up, everybody? It's Marshall Couture, also known as Plex, and you're listening to the Escape Artist Podcast on DonkeyJawProjects.com. If you didn't already know by the intro, if I actually got the intro on there, because sometimes I just don't have time to get it all set up proper. I think last week I did. I think I, for the most part, have got the intros in there, intro and outro, but there was definitely one week I missed it. Really, that was because of computer problems, though. So this one hopefully isn't too late. I say that I like to have it posted before Monday, so it's ready for you on Monday. Sometimes it ends up being Monday night that I actually get it posted, and that will be the case today because I didn't really have much of a chance to record last week, and when I did have a chance, it was kind of spotty, and I was kind of sometimes you just can't do it, you know, I just knew I didn't have much to say, and I think what's going to end up happening with this podcast is it's going to go through kind of seasons of, you know, where I'm talking like this, and then seasons where I'm doing interviews, because it's like I kind of get to a point where it's like, okay, I've said everything that I've been thinking about, you know, for the last couple months, and now I'm starting to run out of some things, and I mean, it's not really even just that. Sometimes I think I just get bored because I can come up with topics, you know. I don't, I like to have topics that are like relevant to what I'm going through, you know, during at the time. You know, that's what I kind of have been doing for a while. Because it's kind of like a journal-y type of thing. But I used to kind of come more with like a topic, even if it wasn't what I was going through, just kind of find a good topic and talk about it. And maybe I should just do that. I didn't really think of that too much. I just thought, maybe I can do some interviews. But I don't know. I don't think I'm going to I went on a constant interview run for a good couple months there. A while back, and I think that I might go on another bit of a run with interviews. Now the computer's working, and things are working better than ever as far as technology for me, so still, I'm just so happy to, oh my gosh, you guys don't even know, I don't know, there's even other things that's kind of stopped working, I have a mixer for my turntables, the needle's all messed up, and the mixer, I really need a new mixer, because this one is just, I don't know how the stuff works, but something's fried in there, because I can barely get sounds out of it. I just need a new mixer. What I mean by mixer is, you know, a DJ mixer, and I need a new needle, but those things aren't super important at the moment, so I mean, a new needle is not too bad. I can grab that. And even the new mixer, if I could get just something small, simple, and, you know, I don't need much. I just need something to run the audio through so I can run it into my computer. And, you know, I just need some kind of crossfader or switch that I can use when I'm scratching records and stuff, you know, so I can click it on and off. That's part of the technique of scratching. So, I mean, I'm not, a huge, you know, DJ type when it comes to, scratching. I would like to get better, though. I've never, that's not true. I have taken some time to learn here and there, but I never really focused on it enough to get more than some really basic skills down enough so that I can you know, that was my whole point. I just wanted enough so I can, you know, make something sound pretty good on like a song, like scratching a hook or whatever. And I've gotten to that level, but I still, that is pretty much still my goal. I don't want to be like a DJ, but I would like to kind of up my game, level up in there, that, you know, so that it sounds, you know, a little better. And it takes me probably way longer than it should to like get a scratch sequence down on a song. Like the other day, actually, what is it, Saturday, you know, I wanted to get a bunch of stuff done, but I started off my morning trying to cook some stew, like put all that together and get that ready, so, you know, come around dinner time it'd be ready, because it cooks for like 8 hours. And that ended up getting off to a late start, and I had some other family things I had to deal with. And by the time I finally got into the studio to do some, like, I had a lot of stuff I wanted to do. I didn't even get close to it done. But by the time I got into the studio, it was like already like 11 o'clock or something. And it's like, okay, well, I still have time, but now it's like everything's kind of delayed. And then when I started working on the, you know, I got a couple things done, and then I was working on this one project and or this one song. And it pretty much took me all day to find a good sample to scratch in for the hook, and then to scratch it right. Now, you know, I have to say, you know, it's not like, like I said, I had equipment issues. I found out that my mixer wasn't working very well, and I mean, I wasn't even using my regular turntable. I have this CD turntable that somebody actually gave me. Which is crazy, but, you know, I mean, when you get, like, a turntable set, it usually comes with, like, it's cheaper sometimes to get the two turntables and the mixer. So, my buddies gave me one of the, you know, CD turntables, because they didn't really need it for, like, DJ sessions, you know what I mean? Like, they needed it for, when they went to shows, they would bring that, and then they would use that to play their discs or whatever, and then so they could have control over the songs that were being played, and they could switch it up and stuff. So, so that's all they really needed it for. So they're like, if you want, you could have this, or, you know, you could borrow it. At first it was borrow, and then they're like, you know, you just have it if you want. We're not going to use it. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Okay. So it was like, that was cool. And, so I've had that, you know, and at first I was like, oh, it's not real vinyl, blah, blah, blah. But when you have no other choice, at least you have that. And it scratches and stuff, and it sounds just like vinyl. The only thing is it's a little harder to control than vinyl. It's, you know, you got to get used to it. And even when I do get used to it, it's just tough. Because, I mean, scratching vinyl is already tough to manage, and then adding this, it's like a smaller disc, and the disc isn't actually spinning, so, like, you just have to, like, imagine where it's landing and where you have to pull it back, you know, to get back to the phrase you were scratching, because you have to constantly do that. So, it can be pretty difficult. So, it takes a lot longer to do the scratching with that. So pretty much took me all day to get this one little, well, I did an intro with some different scratches, and then in the hook I did another scratch, and then at the end I was like, I mean, the whole point was to just get this beat. We had this beat idea, and, you know, they wanted me to come up with the, you know, the idea for it, or the concept, or whatever. And at first I had one idea, and they didn't like it, so I was like, all right, I'm going to approach it a different way. I'm going to go in with the turntables and see if I can find, you know, something cool to scratch, and then I'll work off of that. So I kind of did that, but it wasn't like a super deep or unique concept, really, or anything. It was just like a fun rapping track or whatever, so that was fine. So then I didn't even have to write to it, so I used a verse that I wrote already a while ago that didn't end up going for whatever it was, you know, that I first initially intended it for. So, you know, I ended up just using an older verse that was still really good. Not that old. I wrote it like a couple, like maybe a month ago, actually for this whole project, but it was on a different beat, and I don't even remember what beat I wrote it to. So, you know, it worked out. I had an extra verse, so I used it, and it sounded good on the track. So, you know, I did all that, you know, the scratching all day, and then at the end of the day, I still had like an hour left, so I'm like, you know what? Let me just record this verse real quick and see how it sounds. And I recorded it, came out pretty good. So there you go. So now we have a song with a verse and a hook and an intro. And, you know, I just need to, hopefully they'll like it, which they didn't tell me anything so far, my buddies, what they think. But I'm sure they dig it. They probably would. I think silence probably is a good indication that it's cool, and they're just going to, like, they would let me know if they didn't like it, I guess. So, you know, they just need, like, two other MCs on there, and it'll be a song, you know. It'll get mixed and stuff, and probably some other things, maybe an outro or something, who knows. But, yeah, so I did that, and then the next day I worked on some more music and recorded another song or whatever, but, you know, just working a lot on music, recently. So I guess, like, the whole point of that was just that, you know, I'm still having some technical things here and there, but for the most part, I'm just really super happy with the fact that, you know, the computer's working and stuff, and, you know, finally, like, this stuff can get up and running, and I'm hoping to up the quality on some different things. Like, this podcast would be nice. The only thing with this podcast is the biggest thing that makes the quality not so great is the fact that I have to record, you know, on my phone with my headphones and stuff like that while I'm driving. So I would love to change that, you know, even though I like doing it. I don't know, it's fun to do it while I'm driving. It's like I'm getting something done, you know, even though I'm not, you know, in my studio or something like that. So I like that aspect of it, but, you know, the sound quality isn't the greatest, and, you know, thank you guys who do listen to this, you know, for kind of putting up with that. But I think maybe you don't mind it. I haven't ever gotten any complaints, really. I think one time I got a little, you know, constructive crit on it, but that was about it. But I could, you know, technically I could record it in my studio. Like, all that time I was spending on music, maybe I could have recorded it in my studio. And it would have sounded better. Even though I don't, like, have a super great mic, but it's good enough to record tracks on for music and, you know, I'd like to get a better mic, but even just moving this from recording it, you know, in my car driving to recording it in the studio would up the quality, you know. And I guess I kind of bring that up because it's on my mind, because so I want to do some interviews soon, and, you know, I already asked two people. And I have at least one more person in mind to ask. And I have another buddy who I was supposed to do an interview too with a while back and never got to it, and things got crazy. But now things are calming down a little bit, even though things are always crazy. But, you know, I want to get to him too. and I'm sure I can come up with a lot of other people too, but, you know, again, it's a time issue to do interviews. You know, will I have time to actually schedule these things? And, you know, when I do that, it's like, it's hard to say, like, okay, I'm going to be in the studio, I'm going to pop onto, you know, Google Hangouts or wherever, Skype, do this interview real quick, and then get back to some other work. You know, it kind of takes up, you know, more time than that. You know, sometimes, you know, it might take like an hour to 2 hours to actually record the interview and talk with the person, you know, because, you know, you talk a little bit before and after and sometimes. Sometimes the conversation goes for a while, sometimes not. You know, whatever, I like doing that. And then, you know, I don't know, there's advantages and disadvantages. You know, if I do it on Google Hangouts, which I don't, I need, that's what I hope to do, because I want to get it on YouTube too. But if I do it on that, then it's easy to upload to YouTube, but then I have to, you know, record the audio and stuff, which I haven't figured out exactly. Well, I've done it before, but I got to kind of figure it out again, basically, is the point. So, I don't know. There's takeaways, you know, good things and bad things with all this stuff. So, but so yeah, I'm back. So, yeah, I've been working on a lot of music. Really enjoying it, actually. It's so weird, like, I was doing all this, you know, beat business thing, and, you know, it was just, there was just something that was just off. Like, I'm like, when I got into it, and I think part of it was I was in drawing and art mode, and, you know, it was like, I don't know, like, now I'm kind of changing everything around real quick, and now I'm just, you know, making beats again, and I, you know, I just kind of made the decision on a whim, because I'm like, okay, I was looking for beats for my own album, you know, because I was like, oh, I can make beats, but, you know, let's try not doing every little thing for once. Maybe I can buy a few beat leases, because I found out, and I used to be kind of against beat leases, but now I'm not, but I found out, or remembered, that I could go and grab, you know, a lease for a beat for like 10, 20 bucks or something like that, and pretty much just use it on my album, and as long as I'm not like using it for a million other things, then it's good, that'll work. And, you know, knowing the reality of, you know, back in the days, I used to have, you know, kind of higher hopes or whatever, like, you know, I was like, I'm gonna make, you know, this is when I first started, you know, I'm gonna make this music, and, you know, I was always underground and always into, like, having substance to my music, but I guess I kind of thought foolishly that that could be popular, and so, like, I kind of, plus, like, back then when I was getting into it, like, all the stuff that was popular, was pretty much still within the realm of what I like to do, but it never really went pop. Like, once hip-hop, quote-unquote, went pop, it really became something else and was just rap and not really, like, there was little substance, and it just got worse and worse throughout the years to where the point where, like, when we finally did get a rap station in our, where I live, it was like, there's zero on here that I'm even interested in, you know? If they play some old school jams, okay, I'm interested in that, that's about it. But even then, they play, like, the cheesiest ones, you know? So it was just like, whatever, like, you know, hip-hop, true hip-hop, what I call true hip-hop, never actually went pop. But, you know, so I used to have, like, these higher hopes, though, when I was more naive and stuff, thinking, you know, maybe this could become something big, you know, especially seeing groups like Refugees, because, like, Refugees went higher than really anybody ever went, like, well, not anybody ever, but, like, back then, like, nobody was hitting the heights that they went, you know, Lauryn Hill and all that, like, Wyclef, like, they did it, you know, and still kept really good substance, you know, and they were one of my favorite groups, so, but they only had one album, and they freaking, you know, I mean, Wyclef had a few more albums, some of them were okay, the first one was really good. Lauryn Hill had one album, which was awesome, and then she, you know, had an unplugged thing, like, 10 years later or something stupid, or 6 or 7 years later, or something like that, which was cool, but it wasn't what everybody wanted, you know, we wanted to hear her rap and, you know, sing too, but, you know, it was pretty much just her and her guitar singing, which was, it was really awesome, like, I love it, but, you know, we want a full album from her, you know, but she's too crazy, you know, doing her thing, having babies, I don't know what she's doing, but, you know, it's crazy that these amazing talents didn't continue, and what, you know, where would we be if, like, artists like that, you know, continued with what they were doing because they had a lot of good substance, you know. They weren't just straight up, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you know, type of thing. Like, and not that I even say that's a bad thing, but when it gets into just straight up materialism and that's all that it's about, then there's an issue, in my opinion, especially with rap. I don't like it because that's my favorite. But you know, so I had to pull over for a bus, but it was one of those confusing spots where I'm like, you know, I'm across the way and they have like a double lane situation, and like sometimes on bigger roads, it's hard to know if you're supposed to stop because like there's no way a kid's going to run across that road, and it's really weird. I always stop, you know, and err on the side of, you know, stopping and making sure everything's safe, but, you know, it's kind of crazy. But anyways, so where was I going with that, though? Oh, I was talking about, you know, I was thinking about buying beats, and then I, you know, ran into one person who was selling beats, but they also had videos about, you know, how to make money doing your beat, selling your beats, and I'm like, ah, well, whatever. That's cool. But then they had all these like free webinars that were like an hour-ish long. I was like, oh, well, I'll check those out. You know, maybe they have some good marketing tips for my art and whatever and music. And, you know, I'm obviously already always into that. And then, you know, when I saw that they were like speaking my language, they're like hip-hop guys and they're talking about marketing, which you never see like people talking about the same stuff that I've been learning, you know, within the arts generally. It's really rare. There's only a few people, you know, who I see doing that. And then even when they do that, they're like still trying to figure it out. And it's like, you know, it's not super structured, or it's just, it's not very, like they're not too hardcore about it. It's like, yeah, you got to do these things, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I'm still more talking about the craft of art, and, you know, it just, and like, we're, as artists, we're always, like, timid to put some of these things into practice, because we don't want to be, like, salesy and whatnot, and all that fun stuff. But these guys were talking my language with the music, and they were talking my language with the marketing, and I just liked how they were really, gung-ho about the marketing side of things. So it was just like, okay, you know, this, you know, I just don't see that anywhere. This is like my opportunity to actually like learn some stuff and put it into practice, you know. So I'm like, I guess I'm a beat maker again. Like, it's not that I've been making beats, you know, throughout all this stuff, like, you know, all the art stuff and all that. I still make a beat here and there, and do my music, but it's just kind of slow going. I'll play around with it for a little while, and then I'll, you know, for like a week or even just a couple days, and then I'll get back to the art. And then just kind of every, you know, month or so, I might like get back and do some beats and stuff. So I actually had, you know, a few new beats that I could use for selling beats and getting back into all that, but it just wasn't coming like naturally to me. It was just weird. Like, it was like, okay, I know I love making beats, but why can I not finish one beat I'm trying to make? And a big part of it is because, you know, I was learning a lot with the marketing, and there was so much I had to do just to set up with marketing. And I think one thing that I did that was maybe a mistake or maybe not, it's hard to tell. But I was like, all right, you know, and this is well documented on the podcast. You know, I was like, I want to, like, make this a thing where the branding is consistent. So it's Plex Beats everywhere, you know, and the beats is right in there as a name, you know, part of the name, so that you know what I do. So that kind of automatically markets, you know. So it's like, you know, I don't know, but I don't know if that was a good idea, because I ended up spending so much time trying to set up the site and, you know, get things right. And I think I have a little bit better way of approaching that now. I think I kind of wish that I just stuck with Donkey Jaw Project, because I had to set up like a new YouTube and stuff, a new Instagram. And then I was trying to juggle both, and then it was just like, screw it, I'm just doing Plex Beats for now, because, except for the podcast, because I just can't do it all, you know what I mean? So it was just like, okay, so I'm just focusing on this. But then it was like, you know, I was trying to get some of my subscribers from the Donkey Jaw stuff over to Plex Beats, and, you know, especially with YouTube, like, I was starting from ground zero, even though I already have, like, you know, 300 or I forget how many subscribers at the moment, but I feel like I have, like, 500 or something. But they're not, like, maybe it's not, I don't know, maybe it's 300. But, you know, they're not all, like, hardcore subscribers. Maybe, I don't know, 10 are, you know, people who check for my videos every time I put one out. So, you know, whatever. But that being said, you know, I built all that up, and I at least had, you know, my videos going into a feed of, you know, 300 people or however many it is. So that was good. But, that could have been good, but I, you know, switched over to a new one, so I was starting fresh, which, I don't know. Anyways, the whole point of it is, it's just like, it was rough trying to, you know, have a whole new brand. And so I think I am going to sign back up for that service, you know, and get back in with the GTS crew with the beats and stuff. But because the whole point of this was, it started off, you know, I'm having fun making music. And so I found some ways to make beats that, like, I've made a few, made and finished some beats recently, like, and it came really a lot easier than it has been, you know, before that, when I was trying to do it while I was doing the Plex Beats thing. Like, I probably started up, like, 10 different beats and just was not able to finish one of them while I was doing the Plex Beats thing. And I mean, I was focusing more on the marketing, so it was like, okay, I already have beats, but I really wanted new beats, like, so, because my old beats, I don't have, for a lot of them, I don't have access to their, separated files, the stem files, so I wanted to make new beats, and you know, so but I was starting off with the old ones, and I was just not going to offer the stem files or whatever for now. It kind of worked out, because nobody bought a beat, or even, you know, leased a beat or anything, so whatever. But, you know, now I'm seeing things go on, and I still see a lot of those guys in my feed from the GTS thing. GTS, if you don't know, if, you know, I've been talking about it, but they're like, you know, they're the group who is like helping other beat makers, you know, sell their music and stuff like that. But it's a long-term thing. I kind of thought I could sign up with them and then maybe within a month or two start making even the $25 that it costs per month, you know, back. And some people could maybe, but things weren't working out for me. And at the end there, I was just having so much issues. Like, family stuff was going crazy. It was the holidays. Like, just so much. Like, I hate to make excuses, but in this case, I was knocked down and dragged out. Like, I barely got these podcasts out, and that was it, you know. I definitely was thrown a big-ass curveball. It was rough, and especially with the technology stuff, that's pretty much, instead of doing everything else that I would have liked to have been doing, I was battling with technology for a couple months, you know, and it was just rough. So, I mean, I kept my head up, but it's just like, are you kidding me? So I quit the whole GTS thing for a little bit, and I even said, like, I'm going to hopefully be back, you know, because it's not you guys. It's just I have so much going on. And then obviously the stuff with my mom and her health issues, and, you know, that's still there. But, you know, I should be able to remain productive, you know, still through that. It's not like, I'm over there like 100% constantly or anything, you know. So yeah. Crap. I missed the way I was supposed to go. Oh, looks like I'm taking the long way back. Oh well. So anyways, I'll find a shortcut. Don't you worry. I'm just so used to taking this way because I go this way with my wife to this certain area. So, like, we go a different way because we're coming from a different spot. But, alright, so I lost my train of thought. So I want to get back with the beat stuff because I've been having fun making beats. And like I said, I see these guys in my feed, you know, and they're still talking about the stuff I'm into. And so, you know, I just want to continue to be down. And I remember, like, how motivated just being around them and, like, being part of the group made me, you know. So, and I was kind of in, you know, crazy grind mode where it's like, I have to start making money with this or else it's not going to work out. Because, you know, I don't want to be paying all this money, blah, blah, blah. And now things are kind of set up, but I'm going to do it all. I have to kind of reset it all up. Because I'm going to just do it through Donkey Jaw Projects now. And then, like, PlexBeats.com, I still own that. But what I'm going to do is probably make that just like a straight up, like a tiny site, like basically just a marketing site almost. Like, there's people who do that. Like, they have one URL and it goes to a squeeze page, and it's just like a one page thing or whatever that tells you, you know, basically to sign up for the email list. And, you know, there might be a little more to it than that, but for the most part, everything's going to be on DonkeyJawProjects.com, like my beats, my music, like the different offers and whatnot. But I'll have, like, PlexBeats.com will just go to, like, you know, if you want to sign up and get, you know, free beats. I don't know. That might be how I structure it. I don't know. There's some ways to do things, but I kind of wanted that because, like, I might set it up on, like, WordPress or something. I don't know. The thing is with all this marketing stuff, like, it's like if you don't use WordPress, then it's like a lot of it's like having an Android phone. It's like, you know, people are always like, oh, there's this cool app and, you know, you could do this and this and this and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, but I have an Android. Oh, they don't have it for Android. You know, that's how it is with, like, WordPress. If you don't have a WordPress site, it's like, oh, you can't use that plugin because you don't have WordPress. So, you could still do it, but, and like, it's always, like, this crazy workaround just to get things done that is a lot easier if I could just grab this plugin or whatever on WordPress. But I don't want to switch over to WordPress because I really like using Weebly. There's a lot that I love about Weebly. The only thing is that, you know, that everything's in WordPress. And so that's kind of how that goes. But so yeah, I'm gonna get into that. But I it's not gonna, like, when I go back, it's not gonna be specifically for beats, like. And I kind of could have done this from the beginning, but I kind of had it in my mind that, okay, I'm going to try to do a focus for once, you know? But I don't know, I think maybe through this process and stuff, maybe I've come to realize that I don't know, maybe focus is not in the cards for me. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I should stop trying to focus, you know? And maybe try to, I don't know, find some business models where it's working other ways, you know? I don't know. It's really rough, you know, to figure that out. And branding is kind of an important thing, and that's kind of all screwed up. And I don't know. I kind of am getting to this place where, you know, where I talked about recently, you know, maybe all this stuff should be just, I should just let it be a hobby and maybe focus on, you know, trying to get some kind of career that's different than this and just focus on family stuff, which is kind of where I've been like half in and half out of lately since I was talking about that. It's like every time things don't work out and I get frustrated with the business side of things, I'm just like, whatever, it's my hobby, you know. I'm just going to do what I want to do because it's my hobby. It's not a business, you know. But then when I get to try to do the marketing stuff, I get frustrated again because I can't figure out how to make this hobby thing, you know, something that actually makes money. So I just keep going back and forth, guys. And I have a lot of cool ideas for the marketing stuff. And, you know, a big part of it is maybe I don't know, who knows. It's like it's like impossible for me to let go of the dream, you know what I mean? Like, it's impossible for me to, one, put down art, music. Like, I've tried that before. It's always lasted about a day, if that. And, you know, the same thing with marketing. Like, I kind of, just as much as I love the idea of, as I love making art and music and stuff like that, I've now come to the point, especially after learning all this stuff, where I really have such a strong desire to, like, make it, you know, on my own, like, with a business. Even if it's not art and music, like, I just want to do the entrepreneur thing, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't mean it in, like, I want to build this big company from ground zero and be, like, Microsoft or something crazy or Mac. You know, that's not, I don't ever want to even come close to being that big. Like, I'm not even interested in that. Like, but I just want to make a living, you know, that's not, you know, off of the stuff that I've done, you know. Like, I don't know, like, work for me is, like, comfortable, I'm at a good place, whatever. I wish I made more money. I really need to make more money, but, you know, at the same time, I'm in a comfortable place, and it's like, you know, I got a certain amount of time off and whatnot, so, you know, I'm good with that, even though I don't like it. But another big deal is that I'm realizing I have a need, you know, a really, like, strong need to do something, you know, as an occupation, you know, my 9-to-5 thing, that actually uses some of my skills. And it makes absolutely no sense that I'm doing what I'm doing, because even though it's kind of something anybody can do, who, especially if you, you know, have enough strength to do it, because it's, you know, a physical job, you have to lift heavy things and whatnot, but even though just about anybody can do it, I'm actually not that good at it. Excuse me. Like, I've been told my whole life, you know, that I'm slow. Like, every job I've been at is like a job where you have to, like, lift heavy things and be fast. And I'm just not fast. Even when I try to be fast, I'm not even close to people who are working at their normal speed. You know what I mean? And I'm not, we actually got a guy at my job now who's, like, even slower than me, like, way slower, like, and I'm just, like, I see how frustrating it is. I'm frustrated, and I'm, like, you know, I even tell the guys, I'm, like, you know, probably the last one who should talk because I'm not the quickest guy either, but this guy is slow. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know. But the point is that I'm, like, not, like, skilled at this, you know? Like, I've built up enough skill where I'm you know, I am kind of good at it, but, you know, I'd be, like, a, you know, the backup quarterback or something, you know? I wouldn't be the quarterback. And I'd get my chance, you know, if the guy got injured. But, you know, as soon as the guy got healthy again, you know, they'd put me back on the bench, you know, type of thing. So I can do the job, but, and in some ways I'm a good guy for the job because I'm consistent. I come in every day, blah, 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 you know. You know, and I can do a lot of different things because I've been in the company for so long. I can wear a ton of different hats. I've even worked in the office, but none of that stuff have I ever been particularly good at. Not that you need much skill to be that good at it, but, you know, I think I've gotten my point across, I hope. But, so, you know, I want to do something, like, for a living that actually uses the skills I do have, you know, like, even if it's not art, you know. Like, I find myself talking to the bosses sometimes about, like, businessy stuff, you know, because, and sometimes I'm like, I try to be a little careful because it's like, you know, it's not really my business, you know, to try to ask them, oh, what did this customer do? Oh, that's crazy, blah, 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 like, get into the business side of things. But I really just do it because I'm interested, not in that business, but I'm just interested in business stuff. Like, I'm interested in how it all works, and but I would never do well, like, if I were to climb up, you know, the ranks in this company, which is not, like, a thing even, but, you know, say I was gonna try to do something like that, like, I wouldn't be good at this either because I just have zero interest in the product, you know, and it's not within the realm of stuff I'm interested in. So, and there's a lot I am interested in, you know, like, you guys know, like, I get into, like, all these different things. Like, every time I see something new, I want to be part of it, you know, but it's within the art and music realm, you know, or entertainment or something like that. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be me sitting down at a table drawing out panels and stuff. In fact, I think I might have found out that I don't really like making comics. Because it's hard. And, you know, I'm not one to back away from things just because they're hard. But, you know what? The thing is I always say this. Comics is like a drug. It really is like a drug. You know, it's just like, almost like heroin or something crazy, because, like, we all want to do it, and we all, somehow we love it, you know. I still love it, I still do want to do it, like, I still get super inspired to make comics all the time, but when, you know, sitting down to actually do it is so tough. And I guess I shouldn't say that I don't want to make comics, it's just, I really don't want to make any kind of comic besides the one I want to make, or the kind I want to make, you know what I mean? Like, when I was doing the Traveler's stuff, like, I liked it because it was a cool idea, but maybe I didn't, I got too excited because it was a cool idea, but in the end, it wasn't the kind of stuff I wanted to draw. And that's a big part of it. I mean, I'm still going to have to come across a lot of these hurdles when I do exactly the kind of comic I want to do, but at least I'll be doing exactly the kind of comic I want to do, you know, so I don't know. I still love comics. I still want to do them, but I'm open to that not being the only thing I'm focusing on. You know, obviously I've talked about the money aspect of it as well, and how it's not really the greatest business model. one of the worst business. Well, actually, it's a cool business model. It's just there's just, you know, the supply and demand is the issue. You know, there's just not enough demand for, you know, indie comics necessarily. Maybe that's growing, I don't know. But there's so much supply, though, is the thing. Like, no matter how big the demand gets, everybody and their mother wants to make their own indie comic. You know, so you're still going to have an issue no matter what happens. Like, if all of a sudden the demand gets huge and it goes crazy and people are starting to make, like, crazy money off of it again, you know, that'll be great, but it'll be like the whole image thing, you know. It'll be like this big bubble that'll burst. Maybe we'll learn something, maybe we won't. But, like I said, everybody wants to make comics. And so, you know, all of us who love doing it will get into it, get really excited and work hard, make a bunch of comics, maybe make some money. And then, you know, it'll be the same thing probably, like the bubble will burst, you know. Hopefully, maybe that won't happen. Maybe there will be a time where we can do that, you know. Hard to imagine, but at the same time, it kind of seems like it's building that way. The fact that the subject matter in comics is starting to expand more and more. Image Comics is actually a really big part of that. You know, they've, since Walking Dead came out and Kirkman came on the scene, they've expanded what they're doing with their stuff a lot more, and now they put out a ton of all kinds of different kind of books from different indie creators. So that's really opened the door. Like, I don't really hear a lot of my artist friends talking about it, but we should all be like, well, I shouldn't say should, but I'd love to hear more about us trying to, you know, get something created through Image Comics, you know. You're not going to make a living off of it unless it happens to be like The Walking Dead or something. But, you know, it's still probably a cool platform to try getting into once and, you know, for maybe one project or something like that. It's definitely something I would like to do. In fact, it's one of my goals. Like, just to say I've had a comic through Image Comics would be super rad because, you know, I'm still a fan of what they did initially, you know, so that would be cool for me. But anyways, yeah, it's a kind of a tangent podcast, I know, but like I said, I'm going to be getting into some interviews, and I almost had, this episode was almost going to be an interview. You know, like I said, I was working on music all weekend, and I did contact a couple people. I was hoping maybe they'd be like, oh yeah, let's do it right now, and then I would have, you know, had that as the podcast, and actually had it out on time. But, you know, people weren't available to do it just yet, which is fine. And I could have pushed and still got somebody, I'm sure. A lot of you guys are, you know, available pretty often. You know, I think, like, I might be able to just kind of say, hey, you want to do a podcast real quick to some people? And, I mean, you could see who's online on Facebook and whatnot. So a lot of guys do the Artcasters and the Studio Synergy with Peter Palmiotti and Jeff Lafferty and all that stuff. And so I'm sure I could have gotten in contact with somebody, but I was really mostly focusing on music, so I just contacted two people, hoping maybe they would be available, but I didn't really have time to go into it and try to contact more people this weekend, so I just ended up focusing on the music. I was like, ah, well, whatever, I'll just record it on Monday. And we'll work on getting some more interviews. So there's, hopefully the next episode will be an interview. If not, I'm going to try to have a little bit more of a prepared topic than I have in the last few episodes. I mean, I've kind of had a topic, but it's pretty much centered around what's going on in my life. And to be honest, outside of working on the Shadow of the Locust album with my crew, that's pretty much what I'm focused on right now, and it's kind of my default. And, you know, I'm kind of getting to the end of, you know, my music contributions, like the recording and the beat making and stuff that I have to do for that album. we got, you know, plenty of songs at this point. I might have to just drop another verse here or there, but I've pretty much come to the end of my heavy production work for the album. But I am helping with the marketing and stuff. But now, like, I was trying to do that with all the technological problems and still continue with that, but it's having a hard time. Now everything's kind of chilled out and got things settled. So hopefully I'm going to get back to doing art videos and stuff. And that's really what I want to, and just start building Donkey Jaw Projects up. And then probably next month I'm going to get back down with the GTS crew. And I'm not going to focus on beach though. I'm going to use that to fuel my efforts with Donkey Jaw Projects, and beats is going to be part of it, you know. And I'm just going to have that group there as a motivating factor and a learning factor and just a place to just keep getting that good, you know, content and motivation for the business side of things. And we'll see where that takes me. I think I can, you know, you think about it, $25 a month, you know, that's, $6 or $7 a week. You know, I should be able to do that, you know, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. So, I mean, there's other costs because, you know, there's services I would like to pay for to help my business. And all these services are monthly and stuff. Like, I'd like to eventually switch over to AdWords for my email stuff, because, again, it's like a WordPress thing. Like, it's like, oh, you have MailChimp, that's good, you can do a lot of stuff, but if you had AdWords, you could use this plugin and blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know, I might be switching some stuff up with that, but who knows. But I'm trying to use what I have to the best of my ability. So, but yeah, I'm going to get back with the GTS crew hopefully soon, and probably in the beginning of next month, which is coming up soon, February. Yeah, I'm just going to continue, and I'm going to do a bunch of interviews. I have one interview that I'm hoping to get that I contacted. They contacted me back, but we need to continue to discuss stuff that he's kind of like a little more high-profile dude, a little bit outside of the realm of our normal art guys and stuff. Not that he's any better or anything, he just happens to be more well-known. So that'll be really cool to have that guy on, if hopefully he'll be down to. He asked if he could see the podcast first, so I'm a little worried because the quality is just not the greatest, and the latest podcasts are like, you know, rambly ones, but I don't know. I'll push him a little bit, and, you know, maybe I can get him to say yes, even though he doesn't want to. Not to be a jerk, like, but, you know, people are polite, you know, sometimes, and if you kind of persist, even though they might not want to, they might still do it, and I think we'll both be better for it, because I think we'll have fun, and I think he will enjoy his time, because we always have fun on these podcasts, but sometimes people need a little convincing. I don't know, that sounds kind of crass, but I'd really love to have this guy on, because I've been really inspired by what he's been doing and stuff, so, but, that announcement will come later, but I think maybe, and that was another reason why I wanted to, like, push up the quality a little bit, because maybe I could get some more people on, that are, you know, just reach out a little further than, you know, our core little group and stuff, and I love to have you guys on, too. Like, a lot of the ideas I have for interviews are repeat interviews with people, you know, so we could just talk about a topic or something, because I love discussing this stuff. I'm all about the community with this thing, and I feel like if I reach out a little bit further outside of the community, maybe I can, you know, make the community bigger, you know, or help at least with that. So yeah, that's about it. That's a podcast. Hopefully this one was a little shorter, but, you know, maybe make up for the extremely long podcast I've had lately. And, you know, I don't have like a ton to say anyways. So like I said, I'm kind of gonna either move on to more just different topics, you know, obviously within the art and music, or, you know, get more into interviews, or maybe a mix of both for a little while, until I get inspired to do, you know, a little more interesting, rambly podcasts. So anyways, guys, thanks for listening. You guys are awesome. Thanks for sticking with me, even during the low quality times and the not so on time weekly things, even though I have gotten them out every week still, but, you know, they're not always 100% on time. But thanks for sticking with me. You guys are awesome. And I'll talk to you on the next Escape Artist Background podcast.
Music provided by
later.
Mr. Poole. You can find show notes at donkeyjawprojects.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to support, go to patreon.com/plex or go to iTunes and leave a review. And thank you so much for listening. Now get your butt out there and make some awesome stuff. It's Escape Artist.